Go before the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you that even though we cannot, most of us, gather in person with our church family this morning, that we can still gather at the throne of grace. That we can remember that it is Jesus Christ, our head, who unites all of his body. And so because of him, we are seated even now in the heavenly places. Even now, we, by your grace, are before you. Though we do not see it with our physical eyes, though we do not hear the singing of the angels with our physical ears, yet, Lord, we know that we have come into your presence because Christ has promised to be with your people when we gather. Lord, I thank you for all the little gatherings of your people that are listening and watching right now. And so we are gathered spiritually by your power. Lord, I pray that you would bless our church, bless Trinity. Please bless the other churches this morning who are also doing this difficult task of worshiping by the internet together. We pray, Father, that you would bless them with spiritual growth. Bless us with a longing to be in your house again together. Lord, you are indeed our dwelling place. You are the one in whom we rest. You are the one who provides us with a shadow of protection. Lord, please continue to protect your people. Protect us from this virus, we pray. We know that it cannot overtake us, that it cannot afflict us unless you give it permission to do so. And Lord, we do not need to fear. We do not need to walk around in a panic like so many of our countrymen are doing. But rather, we can trust in you and be confident that all things you allow are for your good purposes and for our good. We pray also, Lord, that you would help us to boldly serve, especially those who are called to serve in the medical field. Give them courage, give them wisdom and carefulness as well, of course. We think, Lord, of Rose Reed's son, Bubba, of Christy Wade, Meredith Pearson, Creighton Kugler, Janet's sister, Jim, or Janet's sister, Ann, and her brother, Jim, Carolyn's great-niece, Christy, Barbara Ripman's daughter, for all these and others who are working on the front lines of healthcare. Many of them directly exposed to people who have the COVID-19. We pray, Father, that you would bless them and protect them, give them an extra measure of compassion. They'll be able to reach out to the people through the face shields and the masks and sometimes hazmat-type wear. We pray, Father, that human touch would somehow be conveyed even so. We ask, Father, for our missionaries. You would bless them with the regular support that they need. You would bless them with special wisdom for ministry during this pandemic. We ask, Father, that you would provide for all of their needs. For those who are on hold, not being able to go to the country they desire to go and minister to or have been called back from there, or for those who are stuck there in a sense or have chosen to enter into the sufferings of the people in the countries that they are serving, we pray, Father, that you would bless each one of them. Give them courage and wisdom and peace. We pray also, Lord, for national revival to come from this crisis. As we talked about last week, when you send pestilences or plagues or disasters, it is a reminder to a nation that it ought to repent if it is not following you. There are many nations that have been reminded that they ought to repent before the true and living God. Our nation is no exception. Lord, we realize as Christians the many sins that our nation has given approval to and is practicing. We ask, Lord, for forgiveness. We ask for you to pour out your spirit and bring massive revival and a return to you. And we pray, Father, that your church would be bold in proclaiming the gospel, that we would make the most of those opportunities we have to share Jesus with others. We want to lift up also, Lord, those families that are grieving, the families of Buddy Pearson, of Betty Rose Fleming, of Chris Lemons, of Philip Seeley, Evelyn Bridges, Eddie Gregory, Phil Stevenson, and many others on our regular prayer list. We ask, Father, that you would help them to have that peace that passes all understanding. May it guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. We think, Lord, of others who are suffering illness at this time. Sam Frazier suffering from the COVID-19. We think of Sela, the little three-year-old in Levine with necrotic pneumonia. We think of Janice, Deborah McWater's sister, or Deborah McCarley's sister, suffering from cancer and beginning treatments this week. We think of Carol Gerbers with several different health problems. Bobby Fleming Jr., Don Wood with his shoulder. Virginia Strickland, her ongoing health needs with her back and her lungs. We think of Peggy Cabanis and ask for your protection for her, that she would be able to continue to spread joy there in the nursing home. We pray, Father, for Peggy Gregory as well, and please give wisdom to Ralph as he cares for her. We think of the Bickish's son who has cancer. We think of the Gwynns and their ongoing health needs. Thank you that Len was able to go home from the hospital so quickly. We pray for Peggy, Lord, that you would give him wisdom in caring for her and that you would strengthen her spiritually. We think of Jess Doster and her pregnancy. We pray for protection for her and for the baby. We ask, Lord, that you would help them to continue trusting in you and to look to you for grace. We think of Matt and Heidi and their legal situation and pray for a speedy resolution for that. For Dylan Watts with his job search. For others who are either going to be out of work or are working on a lesser schedule or have other job issues, we pray for your provision for them. We lift up those who are spiritually in need as well, those who've turned away from Christ. Please, Lord, bring them to repentance. Bring them back to yourself. We ask, Lord, again that you would bless our church, that you would bless us for your name's sake. We pray that you would help us, Lord, to truly seek your face during this time of affliction for our nation and for us as individuals and as a people. We ask, Father, these things in Jesus' name. Amen.